Hey, this is Bitch, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. Keep supporting music for the people.
My mama was a waitress. My daddy a truck driver. The thing that kept their power from them slowed me down a while. I remember the morning. It was the closing of my youth. When I said goodbye to no one, and in that way faced my truth. And they walk along the river, and the rain coming down. And a girl on a road. There's a rhythm to the highway to match the rhythm of your fears. My shopping bag possessions scattered with my splattered tears. A string of nights in truck stops, in darkness and in light. And a man they all call Tiger Boy, he just had to show me why. He just had to give me something I'd forever understand. As a girl on a road, but I could sing. And I sing rain upon the water, makes footprints sunk in sand. Anger upon angry hurt, take me by the hand. Take me by the heartstrings, pull me deep inside. Say I'm one with your forgiveness, and separate from my pride. I don't know what it's like for you, but here's what it's like for me. I wanted to turn beautiful and serve eternity, and never follow money or love with greasy hands, or move the earth and waters just to make it fit my plans. My eyes would be the harbor, my words the perfect place for a girl. I met you in the summer, I left you in the fall. In between we did some living, I like to think that's all. Now I see words can be like weapons, no matter that they're small. I used three tiny words on you, and then beat it down the hall. Does this road go on forever? Does this terror know no end? For a girl on a road, you can see this. Rain on the water makes footprints sunk in sand. Anger upon angry hurt, take me by the hand. Take me by the heartstrings, pull me deep inside. Say I'm one with your forgiveness, separate from my pride. Tell you at the onset, Everybody does their part. I did my best to follow the calling of my soul. But it's like that first guitar I played. At the center is a hole. At the center is a longing that I cannot understand for a girl. If music be a boulder, let me carry it a long while. Let it turn into a feather, let it brush against my smile. Let the life be somewhat settled with the life the song has made. Let there be nothing I'm longing for in some plan I may have made, in some story quickly written during a long forgotten time as a girl. On a boat, you can see me. You go rain upon the water, makes footprints sunk in sand. Anger upon angry hurt, take me by the hand, take me by the heartstrings, hold me deep inside. Say I'm one with your forgiveness, it's separate from my pride.
Welcome to WGXC 90.7 Acre Hudson Catskill, and this month's edition of The Score, where we feature film and television tracks and scores. At the top of the show, you heard the track Girl on a Road from the 2013 documentary Thunder, about the life of Canadian folk singer and feminist Farron. Today we're going to continue to play music from that film, and we're also going to play excerpts from an interview we did this weekend with the filmmaker and Brooklyn-based musician known as Bitch. I am Margot Pelletier.
And I am Lisa Thomas, and we are your hosts. The documentary Thunder was a collaboration between the musician Bitch and Los Angeles-based conceptual artist Billy Joe Cavallaro. It is clear when watching the film that the two filmmakers have gained the trust of their subject, Farron, allowing her to open up to some of her darkest moments and giving us a clear picture behind the meaning to her poetic lyrics to her songs.
While the film delves into some dark places in Farron's childhood, it also has a very soothing effect. It's very clear that the filmmakers, Bitch and Billy Joe, love and respect Farron as an artist, and that they made this documentary as a way of honoring her and her music.
This next track was one of the first songs that we ever heard of Farron's and is still one of our favorites. It is called In the Meantime.
So many people are so broken, and this story is broken too. We go looking for forgiveness for things we did or didn't do. In our hearts we know we're goodness, in our souls we feel the call. to be someone for somebody, each other one and all. I have wept upon your mountain, I have walked upon my knees, I have crawled along the rubble of broken promises and unmet needs. And the thing that I was looking for, and the thing I could not see, was the image of a perfect girl, the one I'd never be.
Just heard the song In the Meantime from the 2013 documentary Thunder. The two musicians, Bitch and Farron, at first glance seem like an unlikely duo, but they struck up a friendship some years back on the women's music scene. Margot spoke with Bitch yesterday by phone, and here is what she has to say about first meeting Farron, working on the movie Thunder, and the album they put out a few years ago entitled Boulder, which has many of the songs that you hear in the Thunder soundtrack. So let's hear an excerpt from that interview.
Hey, hi, Bitch.
Hey, Margot. How are you?
I'm fine. I do want to thank you so much for taking out time from your day to speak with us.
Well, thank you for doing this.
Oh, no. We really just love the whole project. The first question is a question that I know you've been asked a lot, but I suspect that many of our viewers we'll be hearing Farron's work for the first time. So I did want to ask, how did you come to meet and want to make a documentary about the musician-songwriter Farron.
Okay, let's see. I was introduced to Farron's music by Ani DeFranco. We were playing in Philly, and Farron was coming to the show. And Ani couldn't believe that I didn't know who Farron was. So this still sticks with me to this day, just about how, you know, legacies get lost and how, you know what I mean, how women, you know, we don't tend to, you know, where our generational gaps happen. So anyway, then I met her that night when she came to our show, and then I met her a couple years later with June Millington. And Farron and I just hit it off, and we ended up, she asked me to play with her. We were playing a festival together. We both happened to be booked on the same festival. So I jumped up on stage with her without knowing any of her songs and proceeded to just be earth-shaken, the depth of her words and her melodies and everything. And I've just been a huge fan ever since. And we were fast friends. So we just started, you know, anytime we were both in the same towns, I would jump up on stage with her for supposedly one song, and it usually turned into the entire rest of the night. And we just had this energy together. And so I made Boulder, which was a, you know, huge project of love, and it took me, you know, I kind of made it over the course of a couple years while I was also working on other projects. And then when I met Billy Joe Cavallero, my partner, she's a video person, and I just had always wanted to go the next step where Boulder couldn't go, doing, you know, some sort of film project with, you know, there's just a depth to Farron. When you hang out with her, you know, you can be having a cup of tea and she will just put the universe in a sentence, you know, just as a friend, you know, talking to her about your problems or whatever. She's just, she's got such just a wise take on the world. And so I felt like I still had to document that. And that's where we decided to make the film.
Let me talk to you a minute about the film. Your style and approach to making the film is very arty. You know, it's not a traditional doc style. The rolling images that often seem to not have a direct relationship to the narrative, the black and white drawings, the slices of poetry scrawled on the city windows. It really renders the film very meditative. Can you talk a little bit about why you chose this style for making the film?
Yes, what a great word. I'd say meditative is a great way to describe it. I have to say that a lot of that style comes from Billy's influence. She is an artiste and loves surrealism. And I think she was so drawn to Farron because, you know, when I first introduced them, because Farron has a way of being able to kind of holding up a few universes all at once. And there's always parallels going on with her that there isn't a linear thing happening with her. She's very, you know, otherworldly in a lot of ways. And Billy decided to approach it as telling the story as a visual poem in honoring the incredible poet of her. Yeah, so she started going with the idea of making it a visual poem. And my role in it was more, okay, what do I want to hear her talk about? You know, I was more the interviewer and deciding like, oh, let's go down to the river and do an interview there.
Okay, wow, what a great team.
Up above the misty mountain where wildflowers bind the ground, and down by the Russian River, force will wear those boulders down. Underneath my covers, And me, I'm trapped inside my brain. While up above the misty mountain, up above the Russian river, up above the bed of longing, the eagle takes the wind. It makes me think of this, my friend. Where does the eagle live in me? I am crawling through these seas. I say the cities will be my home. I say, Farron, you're halfway pretty, and may you never be alone. Be it scorn or be it favor, be it but a moment gone. But I stood before the mirror, like an open-ended cavern, like a breath held, inhaled, holding, and I barely knew my name. It makes me think of this, my friend. Do I live in me? It's a planet of resistance. It's a whirling flame of choice. Are you my comrades in persistence? I swear they'll know us by our voice. Though we lay down in dusty corners, we are ragged as a scar. And when we rest, our eyes stay. Makes me think of this, my friend. Where can the quiet be? Is it up above?
That was an excerpt from an interview with the filmmaker Bitch, who spoke with Margot yesterday about making the film Thunder, followed by Misty Mountain by the musician-songwriter Farron. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM and this month's edition of The Score.
Farron grew up in Vancouver, Canada. She began writing music at the early age of 10. Writing music for Farron was a catharsis and a way to deal with the physical abuse and the isolation that she endured as a child at home. At the age of 15, Farron ran away, and she never came back. In the 1970s, Farron began performing some of her songs, and it was not long before she became well-known on the women's music circuit. Farron has been performing and writing songs off and on for 4 decades.
We have another track from the film's soundtrack, which we're going to play for you now, so enjoy.
The strap that holds the cardigan rein has been let loose by wearing thin. Wearing thin, but biting through the shifting power leans to you, and the cart is on a wheel. I've wept with joy for the things I've done, and I've wept as hard for what I left undone, for what I left undone, for what I couldn't deem mine, for what I thought was yours, and so I drew the line, and the cart is on. And the wheel is on a hill. I saw someone fall, I saw another one flail, I saw an arm dig deep, where there was no rail. Well, there is no rail, and there's no because. Though the body be strong, the spirit is lost, and the cart is on a wheel. And the wheel is on a hill. And the hill is shifting sand. And inside these logs we stand. Our love, I hope we do not sleep. I hope we do not sleep. I hope we stay our ground. Hold fast to the mother as she turns us round. Hold fast to the mother. Hold fast. Hold fast to the mother. Hold fast. Hold fast to the mother. Hold fast. Hold fast to the mother.
That was The Cart, vocals by Farron, backed by strings, violin, viola, and cello, all played by Bitch from the 2013 documentary Thunder. Now, most of the music within Thunder can be heard actually on the 2008 album Boulder, which is Farron's 14th album, and you guessed it, it was produced by Bitch. While doing research for our show, we came across the following 2009 blog review post by Doug Hesselgrave. Margo, can you read a portion of what Doug had to say about the music from the album Boulder?
I'd be glad to. Farron's vocals have never sounded so good, and her songs have never been treated with such reverence and respect as they are on Boulder. The wisdom expressed on this album is timeless as river and stone. The words she sings sound ancient, irrefutable, and significant. They resonate within the listener as if they have existed in our collective unconscious since long time before any of us were born. Like biblical psalms, they carry a weight and authority that Farron is tuned in enough to recognize and capture in human language. Simple and profound, like the wisdom expressed in the best Bob Marley songs, Farron's lyrics feel like instructions brought down from the mountain to enlighten the world's first people. Like the West Coast native myth where the raven steals the sun and releases it into the sky to warm the world, Farron illuminates human experience in a way that few artists are capable of. Wow.
Mm-hmm. What do you dream in the morning? May you dream at night. May your love light be so bright it diminish the darkness that comes without warning and in no particular way and threatens to blow you away. You can pray to a flower or a bird on the line. What's clear in the mirror twists with cheap evening wine. Still those sweet running creek beds seem to show up on time and keep you from blowing away. I wish I could tell you all the pains in your head, that it all would be better if you just do what they said. But if the voice that is talking is never your own, then who's gonna tell you that you finally come home? Now me, I've run with the big boys and I've lain in their dirt. It's the same sorry story, and we all have been hurt by the truth that we carry and the truth that flies by. And the distance between them is a sweet by and by. I wish I could tell you all the pains in your head, that it all would be better if you just do what they said. But if the voice that is talking is never your own, then who's gonna tell you that you finally come home? Body, and it's destined to die. And we wail at that moment till we learn to say why. Is it me? Am I the only one who suffers this way? And that's when the glorified game goes to play. In the wind there's a story, in the trees song, in a friend's touch there's so much, makes you wanna live longer and do a little something that might soften the blow. With your arms wrapped together you say, baby, I know. I wish I could tell you all the pains in your head, that it all would be better if you just do what they said. But if the voice that is talking is never your own, then who's gonna tell you that you finally come home?
You just heard the song Never Your Own by Farron from the 2013 documentary Thunder. We have another excerpt from our interview yesterday with Bitch, so we're going to play that for you now.
Farron is very candid and reveals some very deep and personal experiences in the film. Yeah. How did you gain Farron's trust and make her that comfortable so that she could give us such a great offering?
I think that's a testament to our friendship that we've had for all these years now. We just realized, I was talking to her the other day and just realized we've been friends over 10 years, which just seems, you know, insane. I think it's our friendship, and I really appreciate how vulnerable she was willing to be in talking about that stuff, because it was something, you know, she'd never really talked about publicly before. And again, it wasn't anything conscious. I was like, okay, I've got to make her trust me, you know, so I can talk to her about this stuff. It's just from the years of being friends, and we've done quite a few tours together. We're just very intimately connected.
I see. Wow. In some of the press that we've read about the project,
yes,
it's remarked that yours and Farron's collaboration is unique in that it's intergenerational. And I'm guessing that there's about 20 years between you.
Right, yeah.
What is the affinity that you have and feel for this older artist?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, of course, just the bottom line is I just completely admire and am in awe of what she has made and her songs and how they still just come to me on a daily basis, a certain phrase or what she's speaking about. And so, of course, just an admiration. And as a feminist, as a woman, you know, who wants to see more of women's stories told and all of that, you know, I've been very conscious of trying to undo my ageist. You know, we're brought up in such tendencies to just hang out with people your own age and things like that. So I feel like in my adult life, I've been very conscious and luckily exposed to, you know, music festivals and places where we can all get together. And it's not just, you know, the local youth scene that, you know, happens mostly in a lot of cities and stuff.
Right.
So I'd say being able to hang out outside of that paradigm, you know, music festivals, of course, being on tour together and all of that, but just seeing, you know, how important that is in the legacy that we leave and the world that we make.
This is a broader question. What, if any, message were you hoping to send to your viewers through the film Thunder?
God, that is a great question. I can't believe I've never thought about that consciously. I think my ultimate goal is to reveal this artist and artistry and the person who's brought us this artistry just a little more for the world, because I just want to see more visibility for her story and her path, you know, what led her from such a horrible youth to this gifted inspiration, you know, of songs. So, I mean, really, it's ultimately to shed light on this incredible artist who's alive and living amongst us.
Well, thank you for your tremendous effort. Can you tell our viewers how they could see this film or maybe get a copy of the film and the soundtrack?
Absolutely. The easiest way, I'd say, is the most memorable way would be farrononline.com.
Okay.
So just spell out her name, farrononline.com, and the first thing you'll see is a big banner that's announcing this film and the album, and it's a double disc thing, so they just click right on that banner and it takes them right to it, get themselves a copy.
I want to thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Margo. It's been such a pleasure to talk.
It's been my pleasure.
If you enjoyed listening to our interview today with Bitch, please check out what she's currently up to on her website, which is www.bitch.com, where you can find out about her new project, Beach, which gives you kind of a present-day twist to the psychedelics of the 60s and where she continues to collaborate with artist Billie Joe Cavallaro. I highly recommend watching a music video that's actually on that site for the song Ibuprofen if you want to see something wild and fun. You can also find out about her upcoming tour dates and stay abreast of any new projects she may have up her sleeve with Farron.
And I wanted to tell people how to spell Farron so they will have no trouble in finding that film. It's F-E-R-R-O-N. Right now we have another song for you from the documentary Thunder, entitled Shadows on a Dime.
This window makes a perfect frame for New England leaves like painted rain. They hold me as I hold this train, all shadows on a dime. You move forward fast by holding back. You gauge your steps and you don't look slack. Me, I'm looking backward down the track to see us dreamers in our prime. I poured my soul in Santa Cruz. I ached all night, next day I lost my shoes. It's so optional what you may or may not lose in this pattern we call time. Fifteen years ago I worked a line, with a thousand more all doing time. While a foreman smiled complicit crime, we were strangers to the plan. An old woman ran the gears, she couldn't move. They said she'd been there 40 years. I think that's rude, 'cause 40 years is 40 years, and I was only 15 then. And the work waste wore upon our backs, and we gauged our steps and we didn't look slack. And one day the old woman didn't come back. I couldn't work so well and they let me go. But I don't forget about the factory. I don't expect this ride to always be. Can I give you what you wanna see? Will we do it one more time? Ten years have worn this guitar down. Its ivory whites are now mustard brown. Its face bears cracks from every town. Still it resonates with thee. Where would I be without its ring? What would I be if I didn't sing? For half a chance you spare nothing. A tethered bird to a tethered key. I sing to you to feed the dream. I call to you though it's a muted scream. We're one-on-one projected beam. Translucent future BRC. Of blaze since she warmed my side. She is my gift, I've loved and cried. With her level look, she is my guide, a spirit on the wing. Our love has jostled like this train, or like the moon to wax and wane. But to know somebody worth the strain, I have one gift to bring. I cried for her, then I let her down. She let me go and then we came around. And I felt us new and I felt the ground. And I felt myself believing. Tired conductor passes by. He takes my ticket with a sigh. I don't think he meant to catch my eye, but he doesn't turn away. He says I have a daughter as old as you, and there's really nothing anyone else can do. Do you play guitar? Well, good for you. Me, I play the violin. I imagine him with his hair jet black. Does he hide his fiddle in the back? He gauged his words as the train went slack. The New York train stops here. But I don't forget about the factory. I don't expect this ride to always be. Can I give you what you wanna see? Let me do it twice, the second time for me. Cause these windows make a perfect frame for New York buildings like upright train. They hold me as I hold the rain, all shadows on a dime. Quiet street in someone's town. On strangers' feet I'll mark my ground. I trace my circles round and round. I'm sworn to find me he. In a party scene and I just got loose. It's my devil's luck to be introduced to one who takes their shape like you. It unbinds me. We knew we wouldn't have everything. Time proves it true. I've got a flat top six dressed in steel strings, and I don't have you. You wouldn't like the life, and I couldn't want you to. There's a secret in this solitude. As my love unfolds, I find it's often crude. I call you late and my words intrude, and I falter. But the miles don't shrink by telephone. The crackling wire becomes our home. I tell you I'm okay alone, and then I wonder. I've got towns ahead and shows behind, and I won't be lost. I join my name on that solid line, though it always costs. It takes my time, and it fills my mind, and it feeds the ghost of memories in the quiet heat. When our words were trim, our hope was neat. We said our purpose here was to be complete with I want you. It's a woman's dream, this autonomy, where the lines connect and the point stays free. We said passion as an open sea would only haunt you. I watched the last cab turn their lights down to the day sunrise. I must have wanted you in every town, and it's no surprise that one alone don't sit you down by my love eyes. Said our purpose here was to be complete with I want you.
Just heard Shadows on a Dime followed by the song Our Purpose Here, which actually the last song was not in the soundtrack for the film Thunder, but we love it so much that we wanted to share it with you. Now, if you've liked the music that you've heard today and you're piqued about knowing more about Farron, try to check out the documentary that came out in 2013 called Thunder, which all this music that we played today was from. And it actually comes with an accompanying audio CD called Lightning. So you can get Thunder and Lightning together. And you can find those at her website, or you can also do it at, you know, bitch.com, where you can find all that as well. So we have one more soulful tune coming up before we close our show. But before we go, as always, we have some closing remarks from Margot. So Margot, what do you have to say?
To varying degrees, we all live through painful experiences in life. Not all of us know how to, or are willing to, transform our pain into something that heals oneself or others. While Bitch and Billy's film serves as the vehicle, Farron pulls on her own pain like a rawhide glove, turning it inside out, exposing the sheepskin underbelly, a soft, vulnerable, latent truth that gives rise to our own muddy, buried sacrifices, compromises, regrets, and buried hope, that they might surface and be lessened and oneself be renewed through the articulation and the presence of a kindred spirit. Until next month, be good to yourselves, be better to your neighbors, and before you do anything, make sure you know the score.
Close the front door. Take your shoes off. Trade your wanderlust for my little bitty fire. 'Cause I've been waiting for you to remember me. It's a harsh world. It sure can be a cold place if you don't have someone to kiss your face when it doesn't make sense. There's a whole lot of reasons to keep yourself far away. If we call on the angel of love to mention, I wonder what she'd say. I know that our love won't save the starving and broken, and I don't forget that we're all little crystals shattered to the ground. I do what I can do. I try to remember, to remember, to remember that there's all these little pieces I just can't see, waiting to be found. I keep on sweeping. I keep my eyes open. Plant some roses in a garden and whisper your name to the midnight sky. 'Cause with you I feel real love. I have to think it's a great big love in this little life game. We could do a little dancing to some of our old songs. We could move to our heartbeat. There we don't go wrong. I'm gonna make us some hot tea and maybe spike it with a little bit of you love me. Throw a towel on the lamp 'cause it's way too bright. We'll turn and we'll turn till we turn the night into our thing. A little bitty love thing. It's the power of two things. If you don't count chance, or maybe the notion that something watches over all supposed to be lovers who've lost their way. I'm gonna blow up, cover and say, the only thing left to say, close the front door, take your shoes off, trade your wanderlust for my little bitty fire. Yes, I've been waiting for you to remember me.
This is Marina Abramović, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra Creative Community Radio. Have a good day.